Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Allie?
Yes.
Hi, oh, it's Brent Creasy, United Martial Arts Academies. I thought I was late, but...
I know, actually, we're waiting. Joanna just came on, and we're just about getting ready to get everybody set up, and then we're going to get started.
Awesome. All right.
Great. Yeah, great. I'm glad you're on. Thanks for signing up on this beautiful day in the middle of summer.
Yes.
I know. A lot of people are probably at the beach.
No.
Well, we'll see. We're going to get started any minute. I think Joanna's just going to give me the cue, and then I'll get going.
All righty. I'll put the star six on.
Okay. Joanne, you there? You ready to go?
I'm ready whenever you are, Allie. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and before Allie gets started, I am going to put everyone into lecture mode, which means that he'll be able to speak and everyone else will be able to listen. And once he's ready for the question and answer portion, I will go ahead and hit star 5 again, which means you will be able to ask questions. That being said, if you guys could, when you are taking off lecture mode, if you're not asking a question, please hit star 6 to mute yourself on your phone. Because we do get a lot of background noise picked up, et cetera, so I want to make sure that we have as clear of a call as humanly possible. I will go ahead and put you in lecture mode now, Allie, and you can go ahead and get right to it.
Do we have many people online?
Yeah, we have a few. We probably will have more coming on as we go along.
Okay, I'll get started.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ready to go. Okay, everybody, how you doing? I want to welcome you again to our monthly conference call. I can't believe it. This month, I believe, is my one-year anniversary of being with Member Solutions APS as a consultant. So as of August, it'll be my start of my new year. I'm doing consulting with APS. So I'm very excited about that. I know that a lot of people are excited about the title of this conference call is 17 Steps to Building an Empire. I should have said a martial art empire, but to me, any business, as you build it, becomes your little empire, whether it be a mini empire or a, you know, large empire. Now, first I'd like to touch on a few key points. I know that summer is around, you know, right now it's hitting us, and maybe attendance and enrollment is slow. So I urge anybody, if you'd like, you could always email me at any time to ask me questions about what I'm doing, what my friends are doing, and how we're really kind of getting by in the summer without losing students and losing enrollment or enrollment dropping dramatically. So here's my email. So keep your pen handy because we're going to do a lot of note-taking today. My email is Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, ninja, at AOL.com. That's R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I-N-I-N-J-A at AOL.com. And for all the people, too, that are actually on the, you know, listening to this later on and they listen to it on the archive conferences, you guys could call me or email me at any time. You know, it doesn't have to be right away. You know, you could do it any time you have a question. And the next thing I'd like to remind everyone, that if you'd like to take advantage of my next level website, I have my website, which you should be on a regular basis because there's a huge amount of information just on running school statistics, top 10 tips for the month, and so on and so forth. Plus, we have a premium section where we have members, and the membership is growing by leaps and bounds. I'm real excited about that. And it's called takingittothenextlevel.com, just like it sounds, takingittothenextlevel.com. And if you're interested, you can email me, and if you haven't taken advantage of it already, I will give you a free month. Our first month is a very powerful month, so take advantage of that as well. So I'd like to get started right on our topic, and I'm going to jump right into it. And our topic is, you know, basically, I call this my web system, and it's the 17 points that I use to keep my schools going, flourishing, and growing. Now, before I get started, I want to give a little bit of thanks to Mike Perella from Perella's Kung Fu. He's a friend of mine, and him and I met about 10 years ago in a diner in Nassau County, New York, and we just met recently about 3 weeks ago at the same exact diner in the same exact booth where we sat 10 years prior. 10 years ago, I had about 30 students, and now I have about 1,200. Back then, Mike was pretty successful as well as he still is right now. And back then I listened to him and I was kind of in awe listening to his business practices and ideas. And now we just were tossing some ideas back and forth. But he kind of stimulated me to go back over some of my systems and look at those programs and the systems that I have and how I keep my school doing as well as it is. So I outlined them for my staff, and now I'm going to share them with you. So to get started, get your pen and paper handy, and I'm going to read off what we consider our 9 points of school revenue in our school. We have number one, of course, is new student enrollment. We all know that in order to flourish, keep our schools growing, we have to continually bring new students into the school. So write that down, and later on you guys can ask questions on any of these points, and then I'll go over ideas on how to get new students. Number two on revenue would be your initial tuition. This is the tuition that your existing students are paying. Stuff that you're getting from your Member Solutions accounts, APS, PPS billing, your monthly billing that comes in every single month. That's your tuition off existing students. The third one would be renewals. Of course, you have an income renewal coming in every time a student membership expires, whether it be for a six-month agreement, a one-year agreement, a two- or three-year agreement. Whenever they expire, we look at that renewal as an opportunity to take a deposit. And that deposit could become a big chunk of your monthly revenue. So your renewal of existing students and your deposits of that. The fourth thing that we consider is our upgrades. Our upgrade potential is unbelievable. In my school, we have a few different programs. Of course, we have our base program. Then we have what we call our Black Belt Club. I have said this in the past. I don't really totally agree with that name. It throws a lot of people off. So if you guys are starting in that kind of program, don't call it a Black Belt Club. Call it something else. But we have our Black Belt Club. Then we have our Master's Elite program, which is a step above our Black Belt Club. Then we have a separate program called our TLCD, Team Leadership Character Development Program, and also our Instructor Training Program. These are all upgrades. So if someone's on our basic program, we could always look to upgrade them to either Master's Elite, Team Leadership Character Development, Instructor Training, or Black Belt Club. The fifth opportunity of revenue is special events. Now, this doesn't have to just be students, but normally we try to work off of our students, and these special events could be anything from a kickpad seminar, which a lot of my clientele has been using. It could be a parents' night out, a movie night, a sleepover, anything that you could think of that would be a special event to bring energy, synergy, and excitement into your school and also revenue. You want to do maybe one special event a month. The next thing that we consider an income revenue is our birthday parties. Not only are the birthday parties income generators, but they're also a great source of referrals. But we, last year, 2004, did about 75 to 80 parties. I think we brought in about maybe $20,000, somewhere around there, in birthday parties. I'm just guessing, but I remember it was a pretty sizable amount of money just off of our birthday parties. Number seven would be pay-in-fulls. Your yearly and monthly pay-in-fulls. Now, this is something that I know that we're starting with Member Solutions, that we're going to be working with you guys on a special program, and we can talk about that later in more detail, but a pay-in-full would be like a membership that you'd have a client pay-in-full to Member Solutions, and they also, just so you know, give discounts at Member Solutions for pay-in-fulls. So, for instance, if you have a client that's on a 12-month agreement and month 11 or month 10, they pay their contract off, all you have to do is let Member Solutions know, and they'll give you a special discounted rate. So it's not like you have to pay your full amount on your billing. So pay-in-fulls are really, really good, and also it saves you money because the billing company, Member Solutions, is not going to charge you the full price. They're going to work with you on that. So never try to hide the pay-in-fulls from Member Solutions. They could do all the work for you and take care of it. But a pay-in-full is really good. And another thing that I like to do is cashing out some clients that are existing clients. We call these compressions that Mike Perella actually uses that name, compressions. Now we're calling them compressions, but they're also called, we call them cash outs. And they're existing contracts that are on payment, and I'll explain that a little more in detail. And the last and final thing, number nine on our 9-point school revenue generator would be our retail sales. Now in my school, we have five schools locally in Long Island, New York. We have a store that supplies almost every one of those schools, and it's web-based. And we do a huge amount of retail. So I can entertain any questions on retail for you guys as well, because I pretty much, you know, have a lot of that going on in my school as well. So anyway, let me quickly review. Number one, new students. Number two, tuition of existing students, which is your monthly billing check that you get, which you want to try to get that up as high as possible. Number three, a renewal of your existing students where you would get your deposit up front, a large deposit up front. Number four would be your upgrades of your existing students, taking people who are in existing agreements, contracts, or whatever you call them, and transferring up to a program like our Masters Elite, our Black Belt Club, our instructor training, or team leadership character development. Number five would be your special events, kick pad seminars, anything that you could do that would generate some sort of extra income, self-defense seminars, parents' night outs, movie nights. We're doing in August a luau for charity at our schools. We're going to have a great big Hawaiian luau and charge a few dollars to get in and take that money and put that towards the charity and also towards our demo team. We also have our birthday parties. I don't consider them a special event because they're a separate entity unto themselves. Number seven, we have our cash outs of existing clients, existing students. Then we have our pay-in-fulls. Those are people, pay-in-fulls are either a renewal membership, a brand new student that's going to just pay in full right off the top. And number nine is our retail sales. So those are 9 points of our school revenue. So now I'm going to open this up quickly for some questions, and then if you guys have any quick questions on that, please feel free to hit any of those points, and then I'm going to go on to our other points of student generation, our referral systems, and how we market our students and how all these things cross over. So, Joanne, if you could open it up for questions, I'd appreciate it. Anybody out there have a question so far?
Yeah, I got a question about your birthday parties, Allie.
Sure.
Your birthday parties, how do you run your parties? Do you run them as a party or do you run them as a class?
Well, we have a really unique thing, and let me tell you how it all started. And you know, if you know me, I never have a short-winded explanation to anything.
Okay.
Because I ramble. I tend to ramble, so I'm warning you ahead of time.
That's all right.
I have a 5.5-year-old daughter. Her name is Kiara, and she's my light of my life, and that means nothing other than, you know, I'm just bragging.
Right.
But I went to a party with her about maybe 4 years ago at a gymboree. These people charge like $450 for their top party.
Right.
And it basically was nothing but fluff. They had this big umbrella that they flipped in the air. They had this little animal that sang a song, and I said to myself, if they're getting that amount of money, and what I do is totally, totally different, I could raise my prices on my birthday party. So I went and I did that. I doubled the price of my birthday parties. But anyway, my birthday party consists of a few things depending on the party. Party number one is a basic party, and it's 1 hour long. Out of that party, there is no food. Actually, it's 1 hour of my party, and it's 25 minutes for the parents to either cut cake or do pizza and give out gifts. So we do 55 minutes of instruction. The rest is for the parents.
Right.
And we do, in the class, we'll do a obstacle course. We will do a regular martial art class. We'll do some drills, focus your mind, focus your heart, that kind of thing. Anything that's going to get the parents who are staying to watch excited about possibly putting their kids in the program.
Right.
Our top-of-the-line party is a two-hour party that actually includes a performance by our demo team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's 2 hours and then a half an hour, and it includes food, and it includes food for the parents and so on. So it's a big deal, but yes, some of them have obstacle courses, some of them don't, some of them have performances by the demo team, and it's really kind of a good thing, but it is martial art based. It's not fluff, it's not just kids running around and us being daycare, babysitters, that
right,
kind of
right.
thing. Really are teaching martial arts.
What do you charge for the hour and a half?
My biggest party, I don't have it in front of me, but wait, I have a flyer right in my desk here. The biggest party, party number four, is a 2.5-hour party. It's $350, and I'm going to raise those prices soon. Last year, I took my daughter to an ice cream party. It cost me $800 for 2.5 hours. So, and I gladly paid it. Well, my wife at the time, she made me pay it. But anyway, I was saying, like, I couldn't believe it. All they did was do some luau stuff. They'd go under the limbo thing. They jumped into hula hoops. They had pizza. Then they made ice cream.
Right.
And that was it. And it, at the end, when all said and done, it was like $800, $780-something dollars. It was insane. So anyway, that, you know, parties are a great income generator. Just picture if you did six of those a month at $400 or $500. You're looking at $3,500 or $3,000 to $3,500 a month in income.
Well, do you get a lot of people sign up off of those?
Well, I got some sign-ups I get sign-ups off the parties, not as many as I would like.
Right.
I find that I get more sign-ups in the long run from continual mailing and keeping them on our email list and so on.
Right.
But we do get them, but we don't get them like some of these other guys are claiming where they sign 30 people up off of a birthday party. I wish.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing like, I don't know, we're probably doing, I don't know, for all five of my schools, probably two to three parties a weekend with about 20 kids minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of leads there. I just wish we were locking in more of them, but we are getting some.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that we're not the only. I mean, we get everybody loves the parties and such, but getting the referrals is tough to get in.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it seems. I've found that now we're pushing this discount, this urgency of signing up that day.
Yes.
We're getting more enrollments that day. We're giving them what we call our corporate discount that we normally give to companies.
Right.
We're giving them $150 off our yearly program, and we're getting more people to sign up that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're creating this urgency right then and there, not letting them walk away. So it's a lot more. It's pushing them a little bit faster into signing up that day rather than just kind of letting them walk out the door and trying to get them afterwards.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Any other questions?
Allie, we have a question.
Sure.
When you say it's party number 4, 350, that's total or per head? Or?
Oh, well, it's $350 total, and it's up to – I'll read it quickly to you. My party number 1, I'll read, because also party number – number 4 is the same, but the way it's written, it says training, fun exercises, games, 55 minutes of instruction, 35 minutes for the party, and one enthusiastic teacher and one staff member, up to 15 children, and it's $15 each additional in child. It includes the use of the facility and foods not included. Party 4 is everything that comes with the I'll read you party 3. Party 3 is everything that comes with party 2, and you get 1 hour private lesson. Now, our party 2, we have 75 minutes of instruction, 45 minutes for the party, two staff, and up to 20 children, and $15 each additional. We also include a T-shirt for the birthday child and 3 pizza pies, including drinks, juice boxes for the sodas and the adults. The last party, number 4, includes our demo team. We also do gift bags in party 4 for up to 20 of the children. I can email you this flyer if anybody's interested. Just email me, and I'll send you my copy of my flyer.
You know.
All you got to do is email me.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, if you email me, Renchi, LINinja@AOL.com, I will email you out a copy of this full-color flyer that we have.
Thank you, sir.
The question. Right, I hear a little static. Joanne, let's go back to lecture mode, and I'm going to go on to our 8-point of new student generation, so that'll give us our 17 points of this program. Okay, everybody. So, now, all the things that I talked about, the 9 points of student revenue, you know, getting that school revenue in, the first and key one was new students. New students is the life of any school. If you do not have new students, the studio will eventually just die. It'll go away. Basically, what we need to do is work on all of our 9 points of revenue, but at the same time, we need to, before we do a cash out, a pay in full, or anything like that, we need to make sure that we're bringing students in. For instance, if we're signing up 10 new students a month, we have the availability to cash out 7 of them, seven students a month, because we're still growing by 3 or 4, because we're bringing in 10 and we're cashing out 7, so we'll have 3 extra, and we're going to continually grow when it comes to our monthly billing check. But our 8 points of student generation goes like this. Number 1 is referrals. Number 2 is VIPs. A VIP is where we hand out passes to everybody that we could think of. Now, I start with my staff. My staff has to hand out 6 to 8 passes per staff member per week to 6 or 8 new people. So our staff members are going out. We have about 20 staff members, so, you know, they're handing out their passes. Then we're handing them out to our students, asking them on a regular basis to give out our VIP passes to get people through the door. The third one on our list, of course, is referrals, which is our birthday parties. For every birthday party, a kid brings in 20 friends, we have 20 potential people that may come to our school. So if we do 5 parties a month, that's 100 people that we have possible, you know, referrals on. Now, of course, even if you signed up only, you know, 10% of those, you'd have, you know, a lot of people right there. The fourth one is our grassroots marketing. This is something that we're going to do that's not going to cost us a lot of money, and I'll go into that in a little more detail. Our fifth thing is our special events. Special events are all the things that lead other people through the door. Buddy days, self-defense seminars, sleepovers. They don't have to be just for our own students and our own clientele. They're available for everybody. So we want to encourage our students to bring their friends. We want to encourage our students to bring in their relatives and do a sibling discount or a parent discount. So our special events are always geared towards outside members, people who are not in our school. We may want to just do free self-defense seminars. We may want to do a free parent awareness seminar. I have parents beating down my door to do a sibling rivalry seminar right now. They want to know what they could do to stop getting their children to fight with each other and have, you know, a competitive kind of environment in their house where they're on each other's nerves continuously. So I'm going to do a seminar on that to our parents, so that the parents can learn the skills that I know to teach them how to teach their children not to fight and not to be on each other's nerves, to make their household a little bit more of a loving household rather than an adversarial one. Our next one, number six, is outside lead generation. Outside lead generation is from any of the different programs like our business appreciation and our referrals from daycare centers or other companies or anything that you could think of that's going to generate a lead. It could be from a lead box that's in a pizza parlor. It could be from your threefold flyer or your business card on the counter of the local delicatessen. And then, of course, we have our paid marketing. Now, paid marketing is advertising that you pay for in your local Penny Saver, your coupon mailer, your radio station, the TV, wherever you're going to pay for advertisement. That's the one that I would be careful of. You got to be real careful and savvy about how you're going to advertise. We haven't advertised in about over a year any kind of advertising whatsoever. We're using mainly our referral program. Now, just recently, I'm going to step it up, and I spoke with my local Penny Saver, and they just gave me a tremendous deal on getting our ads out every single week, and we're going to do it for the next 30 weeks. And it's so dirt cheap, it's amazingly scary. I'm running in 5 books, about 200,000 or 300,000 readership on this local Penny Saver, and they're charging me about $360 per advertising run of all of these books. So I couldn't pass that up for the amount of people that I'm going to reach. So anyway, number one, referrals. Number two, VIPs. Number three, birthday parties. Number four, grassroots marketing. Number five, special events. Number six, outside lead generation. And number seven is paid marketing. Now, if you total up our nine points of school revenue and our 8 points of new student generation, that gives us 17 systems that we're going to use on a regular basis. Now, our crossover systems on referrals are amazing, because I'm going to list these referral systems, so I hope that you're taking notes on all this stuff, but all the different referral systems are as follows. One on referral systems are your 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week calls. This is a referral-based system. When you get a new client and they sign up in your school, you should be calling them every 2 weeks for 10 weeks, and then you want to call them every few months after that. Of course, even if you see them in class, you want to call them up. And I have this referral system. It's unbelievable, this 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week call system. It's on my Taking It to the Next Level website, and I may have it available on DVD soon. But it is every 2 weeks you're actually asking for referrals, you're asking questions, you're upgrading, you're renewing, you're cashing people out, you're setting them up for birthday parties, for pay-in-fulls, you're adding on retail, you're doing your upgrades, and so on and so forth, off of your 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week calls. Because you want to strike while the iron is hot, and they are excited in the first 10 weeks of training. Parents are excited, they're into it, the kids are excited. This is when people start getting motivated. Then you have general referrals where even though you're asking them on your 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week calls, you're asking the parents on a regular basis to build this culture where they refer you. And I have a full referral system, which I've talked about for months and months and months on conference calls and on email. So if you guys want to, you can email me and I will send you out a little breakdown of my referral system. The third part of referrals is birthday parties, on-site and referrals for birthday parties. In other words, and it doesn't even have to be a birthday party, it could just be a general karate party, where I will call up a good portion of my membership and I will just give away free parties. The party ends up costing me about, with an instructor and pizza and everything, about $75. But I could not run an ad and get 20 people in my school for $75. So I look at that birthday party as a referral, a way of bringing in 20 people into the door. The thing that I do make it as a requirement is that in the birthday parties, everyone must bring people that are not in the studio. They can't say, okay, I'll do a party and invite 10 of my friends from Yellow Belt class. It has to be new members. So we give out birthday parties or parties on a regular basis to get people through the door. Number four is special event referrals. Again, every single month in my school, we do a buddy week. The entire week is a buddy week. It's that way 12 months of the year. So they know on the first week of July, they're going to bring buddies in that entire week. On the second month, the next month, they're going to have that entire week, they're going to bring in friends. So we'll just see about 25 to 30 people travel through the door, and they just say, oh, this is my friend, I'm bringing him in. And it just gives the student a great motivational tool to say, hey, listen, this is my friend, I'm going to teach him, I'm going to show him, and they feel like the big cheese, so to speak, and it helps us get new people, a constant flow of people. And then number five on the referral systems is parents and siblings. We tend to ignore this because there are parents out there that go, oh, no, it's not for me. But maybe they're just afraid. Or the little kids in the family are 3 years old and 4 years old, and the parents don't think they're ready. Well, we work on those parents, and then we also, on a regular basis, offer sibling discounts and parent discounts, where we'll say, we'll make phone calls, and we'll just call all our people up and say, this month we're giving a 20% off to any siblings and parents that want to join our program for either a three-month or a one-year program. And then the last system of referrals is our VIP system, again, where we're VIPing people on a regular basis. So if you notice on the 8-point new student generation, number one was referrals. And then we go over to our referral system. We have 6 points of referral just off of our referrals, our referral program. Number one, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week calls. Number two, general referrals. Number three, birthday parties on-site and referrals from other parties like regular karate parties. Number four, special event referrals. That's our buddy nights, our movie nights, our parents' night outs, and so on. Number five is the parent and sibling discounts. And number six is VIPs that we give out on a regular basis. So anyway, I'm going to open it up again because we've already burnt through a half an hour of this one-hour conference call. So let me open it up again and open it up for questions. So Joanne, if you could do that. Hello, anybody have a question so far? Anybody out there?
I am, Ali. I'm just listening.
How are you?
Okay, Ali. Ali, what I want to ask you about, what do you think, we were trying to do a referral program, but I was thinking, and we try to, motivate the kids as far as, if they were to get, bring somebody in and sign up, they would get a uniform.
Right.
Give them a free uniform. Somebody suggested to me, say, well, you know what, why don't you pay your kids, give them, because I try to get my staff to get, some of the people I had working for me.
Right.
That get motivated. I said, look, if you get a person signed up, I'll give you 10% of their initial deposit.
Right, right.
But they wouldn't, they keep staying on them. But I don't know, when I mentioned it to the kids, they were like, oh, yeah, what can we do that, Sensei? And I said, look, what if I were to do this? And the kids, they were like, all ready for it. They're ready for it. They're waiting for me to start it.
Absolutely.
You tell me I can get $15, $20 if I sign somebody up and bring somebody to sign up?
Uh-huh.
And so what do you think about that? Do you think that's,
I've been kind of banging home for about 12 months now on my referral program, and I've talked about it, and I'll email it to any of you guys. I have a little outline. But what I do is really basically for every referral that someone gives to me that joins our program, they get $50 cash in hand, and they get a gift. And for the first four referrals, they get $50 cash, and then they get a gift for each one. But on the fifth one, the parents get a year for free, which is about $1,500 in tuition that the parents will save. So the kids could make $200 and gifts, and the parents could make $1,500. So they could save $1,500. So I totally agree with any type of referral system where you give back. When people would say to me, for instance, if I went to a karate school and the teacher said, well, if you get some friends to join, you get a free uniform, it wouldn't motivate me much at all. Because I don't really want a free uniform. I have all the uniforms I need. Maybe I'm not really interested. But money will motivate those people because they could put that towards whatever they want. Some people they'll auction off a Game Boy or a Xbox or a bicycle or a trampoline. Those are all really, really cool things. But if those people are not interested, they're not going to be motivated to go out of their way and refer people to your school. So you got to do something that's going to be exciting to them. For instance, I have a 2004 Dodge Viper. I bought it last year. It was my gift to myself for when I got to a certain point in my life. I had talked about auctioning off a car like that or a Corvette. Imagine if I had a Corvette in my parking lot that was in a little fenced area, and it said, if we got 200 members to join my school for a year, we would auction this off to the person who got the most members, but it'd have to be 200 sign-ups. Imagine how many people would be on there to try to get that Corvette. Now, it would cost me $50,000 to buy this Corvette, and I'd sign 200 people at $1,500 for the year. I'd sign up $300,000 in memberships all for a $50,000 car. That'd be a pretty powerful referral system. Imagine that. Of course, there'd have to be some, you know, some rules and regulations that you'd have to have at least 200 members before you auction it off, and it had to be 200 yearly programs. But just imagine how many people would be running around trying to get people signed up in your school. Because the stakes are high. And I don't know why, you know, we don't think that way. Because, you know, we think penny wise, dollar foolish. I think that we should really be out there giving our students everything. Because if they refer us five members, that brings up, if your membership is only $1,000 a membership, that's $5,000 in revenue to your school. And that doesn't include if they stay more than a year, buy retail, and also refer other members to you. So one referral could be worth $3,000, $4,000 to you. So absolutely, give out as much as you can to get them through, to get them excited and bring people in.
Okay.
So again, another one of my long-winded explanations, but I think that it excites me when I think about the power of referrals. Any other questions? Anybody out there? Okay, you guys. I'm gonna move on to some other things, and then if I get some questions, it doesn't even have to be about what we're talking about when I close it up for questions. But the next thing that we're going to talk about is going to be about marketing to our students. Now, grassroots marketing is basically, they call it grassroots marketing because they're, you know, it's basically an inexpensive form of marketing to people. I mean, you know, your expensive forms would be TV and radio and print advertisement, but your grassroots marketing could be things like anything that'll generate a lead to your school. You could have a lead box in a local restaurant. You could have a plastic holder that holds your flyer in a local restaurant. You could have two-week free passes at diners and restaurants and companies and so on. You could put out door hangers every single week on a door. Now, if you think about this, if you want to bring in 15 new students a month, if that would be good for you, that's 180 students a year. All you need to do is bring in 15 people. Think about this. If you did your 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 week calls on a regular basis and you had 100 clients and you just asked them for a referral, if you only got 20 referrals a month and signed up maybe, I don't know, 3 of those people, you'd have 3 right off the top of your head right there. Then if you did a general birthday party, and let's say you did maybe, I don't know, 5 parties for the month, you gave them all away, and you got, out of those 5 parties, only 1 enrollment on each party, you got 5 new members right there. We're up to 8 already. Let's say that we did door hangers, and every single month, religiously, we put out 4,000 door hangers. That would take you guys about maybe, I don't know, 1 day out of the weekend, maybe 2.5 hours of time. And you could get a leadership team to help you do that, but if you dedicated every single Saturday afternoon to do door hangers, and you put out that amount of door hangers, let's just say you generated, I don't know, 5 to 7 calls. Let's say out of those 7, you signed up only 3, you'd be right now up to 11 new members in the school. And now let's say that every single one of your clients did a VIP pass. And I don't know, you have 100 clients, they all did 5 VIPs, that's 500. Let's say you got 2 new members off of VIPs, that'd be 13 new members. We're only 2 members away from signing up the 15 quota that's going to bring you 180 new students a year. And the discipline is not sitting back and waiting. My staff is learning now on a more regular basis that on July, we have to be preparing June 15th to know exactly who we're going to call, what we're going to do, what kind of quota we're trying to hit. And every single month, not stop short, not fall short of hitting that quota. We got to work hard to make sure that we do get 3 people off of referrals, 5 people off of birthday parties, 8, you know, 3 people off of door hangers, whatever it may be. But we got to work our numbers, and then we got to take all of our grassroots marketing, put it together in this bubble, and we got to make sure that collectively is our source of advertising our school. And, you know, it can't be a busy month where we miss. Every single month you have to do this. You cannot stop. It doesn't matter if there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. You got to be out there doing door hangers. You got to be out there delivering VIP passes. You have to be out there contacting the business owners, doing your special event referrals, your birthday party referrals, and so on and so forth. This has to be a regular basis, and then that'll bring you in 15 new students a month, and you'll have 180 new students at the end of the year. Now, grassroots marketing is inexpensive. If you did door hangers, my company, taking it to the next level.com, we supply door hangers to people on a regular basis. Inexpensively, you could get a 5,000 door hangers for as little as like $500 or $600, full color. So, you know, they're available to you guys, and it's inexpensive. And imagine if you signed up 15 new people for the month, you're going to bring in just in $100 deposits, $1,500. If you got $200 down, you're going to get $3,000 in deposits. So that's part of your income for the month. You want to look at your bottom line of being able to bring in, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, maybe $30,000, $40,000 a month from your school location. With a school that has about 300 students, you should probably be bringing in about $35,000 to $40,000 a month with about 300 students. So that includes your retail, your pay-in-fulls, your cash-outs, all your 9 points of school revenue. Okay, before I move on, let me just open up the phone calls for this, too, on grassroots marketing. If you guys have any ideas, questions, or anything that you want to comment on, just hit me with it right now. So, Joanne, could you click it in and get people on?
The floor is open.
Okay, the floor is open. Anybody, just chime in because we need to get some feedback from you guys so I can kind of bounce off of that and keep it going. Anybody out there that want to comment on this, grassroots marketing, questions or anything?
Alan, is this how you started when you had 30 people? Because we talk to a lot of guys, and they say to do A, B, and C, but my question is it, you know, like the in-house stuff and the sleepovers and stuff, and that's good when you have, you know, four schools and all that, but when you have a limited amount of people, you know what I'm saying?
Think about it in theory. It's really, to be honest with you, you're totally right. I want to make sure that because what annoys me most about consultants is people like me just talking numbers and theory, and then guys that are in smaller schools with 30, 50, 100 members going, well, it doesn't quite work that way. Because once I went to a NATMA seminar, and I sat there, and there was a guy speaking, and he was like, well, in order to get 500 students, all you have to do is advertise five times as much. And I don't believe that to be a true philosophy. So you're right, but listen to this theory. If you have 30 students in your school, just let's say, and you called each one of those people up, and I mean, I'm going to say this in kind of a silly way, but if you begged and pleaded for them to refer you one member, I'd say out of the 30, you'd probably get 20 referrals. You know, and out of those 20 referrals, if you signed up five, now you have five new students that you could ask them for referrals, and now you have 35 members to work on. Now, it's really about hammering it home. When I had a small school and I had 30 members in my school, I could sell 60 T-shirts and I wouldn't even ask. I just handed it to them as they walked through the door. We were such a tightly knit family that everybody did every event. We went to, you know, beach days together. There was no question. As I started to grow, people started to fall through the cracks, and you have just as hard of a time as you would with a large school as you would with a small school, because people tend to think you're a big business and they ignore you. They don't think that they need to help as much. It's really about building that synergy and that energy and explaining to them that they need to be a part of what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, right now we're going, you know, do we market more in the paper? Do we bust our butt trying to do, you know, the referrals and these in-house
bust
things?
Bust your butt referrals. Because let me ask you this. You're going to average, let's say if you advertise in the paper and the ad costs you $300 for the week, let's just say. That's gambling. You might as well go to Vegas and just throw it down on the table, because you never know if anyone's going to call off of that ad. You could call and then you'll get no calls and then make an excuse and say, well, the ad didn't work, it was a bad time of year, blah, 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 blah. But if you take that time and you call every one of your clients, you're gonna get some people through the door, even if you got three people through the door. Even if it was a father or a brother or, you know, or a cousin, you're going to get better results asking for referrals than you will with running an ad, and it's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper for you. So why not take that route and do it until people get sick of you, and then shift, because now your enrollment's going to grow. You see what I mean? People tend to not want to become pests, but the only way to be successful is to be kind of like a full-service customer service, 100% customer service, and you want to call your clients and let them know. You know, if you're on the phone telling them on a regular basis how great you are and what you can offer them, I guarantee you're going to get more sales, more upgrades, more referrals, and so on. So referrals are a good way to go. And then your grassroots, I love door hangers. Every time we set out 1,000 door hangers, we get 5 to 10 calls. It's just a good response, and it's very inexpensive. It just takes some legwork. And it doesn't matter. You could do it all on your own. You know, take 2-3 hours on a Saturday and get out 1,000 door hangers you know, you're going to get some results from that. And then sooner or later, you're going to add on enough students that you won't have to do it yourself.
Right.
You know, I know what you're saying, though. It's easy for a guy like me to say, I have 1,200 students. How can I, you know, I'm getting 1,200 referrals. Well, it doesn't quite work that way, but it is a lot easier because I have more people to pull from.
Right.
But on the smaller schools, you have a different kind of family environment where people are a little bit more happy to help you. They seem to be a little bit more, you know, interested in going out of their way because they don't look at you as the McDonald's corporation. They look at you as, you know, a local little karate guy trying to make a living, and they're willing to help a little bit more.
Right.
And plus, if you don't ask, you'll never get.
Right.
I find that there's a lot of people out there. I mean, when was the last time we all called up and pooled our parents and found out what they do and how many of them are involved with baseball, soccer, t-ball, Cub Scouts, Brownies, Daisies, PTA? We don't know this about our clientele. We could have a mom that, I've had moms that run their own daycare centers. I just found out recently that I have a mom who owns 5 Curves centers. Didn't even know it. So now that I found out about it, she's like, sure, let's do some self-defense programs in our Curves centers for the women for free. And now I'm getting in there and there's 30, 40 women at a time doing our self-defense seminars. So we didn't know that until we called and asked everybody if they could be of help or if we could be of help to them. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Any other things? Any other questions? How about anybody else? Any other questions on that stuff?
Alan, can you talk a little bit about your VIP? VIPs? I'm not quite understanding that.
Oh, a VIP basically is just a simple little card. It could be the size of a business card or it could be the size of a postcard, and it's basically an invitation for someone to come into our school. And we hand them out in stacks to people, and their job is to hand them out to their friends. And they're custom designed so that they're really, really nice. So basically, you know, you would get them and professionally designed. As a matter of fact, that I have a good graphic artist if you need it, and we also have it on our coming up on our next level site. There'll be like 20 generic VIP passes that you guys could add your logos on. But you just hand them out to everybody and anybody. Like you'd want to, as an owner, you'd want to carry them around with you everywhere you go. You stop into the deli, you hand it out to a VIP, you hand out 5 VIPs to the people online. I don't know, you go in a bank, you give it to all the tellers. Wherever you are, you're inviting people to come down to your school. It's a numbers game. You know, if you do 1,000 of them, maybe you'll get 5. But it's worth it because it could cost you for 1,000, I don't know, let's just guess and say $100. And let's say you gave 1,000 out and you got 5 people to join your school, well, that's $5,000 for $100 worth of investment and time.
Is it an invitation to take a free class?
Yes, it's an invitation to take a free class. It could be either a free class or 2 weeks free. We give out 2 weeks free.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's really about marketing, marketing, marketing. It's being out there and, you know, not even, you know, saying a word that doesn't come out of your mouth is not about how great your martial arts school is and how you want to help people and how they could join your school. I mean, I had a lady that I met in the airport on the customs line in Bermuda, and I gave her my business card, and then about a year later she came and joined my school in West Islip in New York City. She was just on vacation, and she happened to move into our area and end up joining my school. It came from a business card, just a conversation online, and I happened to be talking about martial arts to her. So you never know when these people are going to come in. Did I answer your question, though?
Yes, you did.
Okay, great. Anybody else, any questions on all the things that we talked about? No. Wow. Okay, well, let me quickly review. I'm going to quickly review our 9 points of revenue. So number one, new students. Let's talk about this. Let's say we got 10 new students in a month, and each of them laid down $150. So if you got 10 students at $150, that's $1,500. Let's say that you have an existing tuition check of about, I don't know, let's be really, really low and say $3,000 a month, your existing students. So that means you should have about 30 students billing with Member Solutions. Hopefully you're going to have 200-300 of them. But let's say you had 30 students at $100 a month, that's $3,000. You're up to $4,500 on your monthly tuition. Now let's say that we do renewals. Out of those 30 new, let's say only 3 or 4 of them are going to come up for renewal a month. So let's say 4 of them renew and you put them on a program, you get a larger deposit, let's say $200 down. You're going to get, let's say 4 of them at $200, you're going to get an additional $800. That's going to bring you up to $5,300 in tuition. And let's say you do an upgrade and you upgrade them into your higher level program, which raises your tuition check because your program now is not $100 a month, it's $150 a month, but you get a deposit. So let's say you upgrade out of your 30, you upgrade on a small scale, 3 a month, and you're going to upgrade them at $150 down, that's going to be another $450, bringing your monthly check up to $57.50. Now, let's say that you do a special event, a birthday party, and each one of those bring you in an additional $500. So that's another $1,000 that you're bringing in a month. You're up to $6,750 right there. And let's say you take, out of those 30 students, you take two of them. Well, let's say we take three of them, and we're going to get them to pay in full. And we get a pay in full out of them, and it's $1,200 for the year. Now, you're going to lose three students because they paid in full as far as monthly income, but you're not going to lose that revenue because you're going to get five new students a month or 10 new students a month. So you're going to bring 10 new students through the door, but you just took that pay in full, and you have $3,600 in revenue coming in from those three pay in fulls. So now you're up to, $10,150. I'm just guessing real quickly. If I'm wrong, you guys don't hold me to that. But now your monthly check is up to $10,150, and that doesn't include retail sales. Let's say your retail sales, on 30 students is $20 a head per 30. That's 60 students. So now your check has just gotten up to $10,750. Off of a 30-student studio, $10,000 on a 30-student studio. Does that make sense to everybody? Any questions on that? Do you guys have that number? So if you guys, Joanne, just open that up one more time. Do you guys have any questions on that? Those are some staggering numbers. So does anybody have any questions on that? That makes sense? Okay, so do you see if you're billing, let's say you're billing in with Member Solutions and you're billing like a $10,000 tuition check, you should probably be bringing in probably like $35,000. So $10,000 would be 100 students at your studio. You should probably be bringing in around $30,000 a month, $25,000 to $30,000 a month. So if the numbers work, and they're pretty simple to do that, but we have to every single month shoot for those new students, we have to shoot for that tuition, we have to make sure we're renewing and upgrading, doing special events and birthday parties, and then some cash outs and pay in fulls, and then our retail. We should think about every student spending about an additional $15 to $20 per month in retail, whether it be fighting gear, gear bags, T-shirts, shorts, jackets, specialty things, you know, like we sell in our studio, in our store, we have anything from Yu-Gi-Oh cards to paintball, you know, so we have everything in our retail store, and the kids, some of the stuff is impulse buys. Parents will buy those little plastic bracelets, they'll buy those rubber shurikens that you stick to the window and so on, so we have a lot of that going on. So you could easily bring up your numbers by following this system, and then just with the 8 points of our student generation, there should be no reason why we shouldn't be signing up 15, 10 to 20 students a month using, again, I'll do it again, the referrals, the VIPs, the birthday party, grassroots marketing like door hangers, et cetera, special events, outside lead generation like our business appreciation month and meeting businesses and people, and then paid marketing if you do it, if you're going to do the paid marketing. And don't forget, your referral system is sixfold. You have your 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week calls. You have your general referrals, birthday parties, on-site and referrals, special event referrals, parents and sibling discounts, and VIP passes. So this is basically it on the 17 points of referrals. So now I'm going to open it up again for general questions on anything and everything. And also I'm going to remind you guys to email me. And do not feel embarrassed or funny or, you know, I love getting emails on any questions, and I try to respond on a regular basis real quickly. So my email is Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, Ninja, N-I-N-J-A, @AOL.com. I'm also extending a free 1 month to you guys at takingittothenextlevel.com. All you have to do is email me at that email address and tell me you're interested in a free month, and I'll send you the password. And you can see what's on our free month. We have systems. It's a curriculum for business owners, not martial art curriculum, not techniques and what to teach, but how to run systems in your school. And we have a lot of people that are really doing well with that. So anyway, let's open it up. We have 7 minutes left. So these are the last 7 minutes. Anybody on there?
Hey, Ali.
Oh, yes.
What's up? Mike Brooks. How you doing,
Mike? Mike, how are you?
Good. I got a question for you. I've
been quiet today.
Yeah. my partner's doing all the talking.
Okay.
I know me and you have discussed this before, but it's always worth hearing again. It, you know, for those of us who who have a harder time asking for referrals. You know, I'll tell you about my results. I don't get the kind of results you get.
Right.
We ask for referrals in our 246s all the time.
Okay.
And we get referrals.
Uh-huh.
You know, people come in, but it's like we never get anybody to give names.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure what we're doing wrong.
Well, the thing is, like, just so that you know, we started from day one. Like, when a mom walks in the door and signs up little Johnny, we give him our welcome to the family package, which includes 5 referral passes right away. Then from that day on, 2 weeks later, we give them our first phone call. First, you get a lot of the, I don't know, I don't want to refer, I don't want to give someone's name out and blah, blah, blah. Our response normally is, well, we totally understand. How about this? In 2 more weeks, when we build a little bit more trust, just a little bit more trust, you promise us at least just 1 referral of your closest friend, and we promise not to harass them. And then we are very diligent about calling them back 2 weeks later and saying, Mrs. Smith, remember 2 weeks ago when you said that you'd have 1 referral for us? Do you have that name? Oh, I forgot all about it. Okay, well, how about this? On week 4, you have to promise me now. You got to really make this a solemn promise, because we live by by our word in martial arts, that on week 4 when I call you back, you're going to have 2 referrals for me. Can you please promise me that? And I'll even call you in 1 week to remind you. And then not only do we stop there, we don't stop there. Now we start mailing out a cycle of postcards. We have 5 postcards that are called our referral postcard system, and each postcard is different. There's 5 individual referral postcards that say, have you taken advantage of your $1,000 free? Did you realize that the best way to flatter your instructor is by referring members to our school? You know, there's another one that says something like, and don't quote me on this, is like, you know, if you found a beautiful diamond, would you hide it or would you show it to people? You know, and then we believe that the school is a diamond, and we want you to share the benefits that you're getting with other people in the world, because we need to share with people, and blah, 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 blah. So these 5 referral cards go out every other month. So now people are being hit with the phone calls, they're being hit with the initial meeting, they're being questioned on the phone when we see them in person, and we're giving them the 5 postcard referral. Now, we don't stop there. When a student goes for a test, we mail out we give a letter of intent, which a lot of school owners are doing, and on there, we also ask for a referral as well.
Some of them say...
So we try, you know, now there's 7 systems that we're doing on referrals right now, and that doesn't include birthday parties, special events, and VIP passes.
Allie, that doesn't just annoy the hell out of people?
No. Let me ask you a question.
I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you, man. If I got hit that much...
Well, it's not like
it's
happening every day,
man.
Though. You know what I mean? We're talking like 8 months, 6 months when you get hit on a regular basis. Let me ask you this. Do you go to do you have a favorite restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay, would you refer that restaurant to somebody?
1207.
Yeah, but...
Well, you would, right? You wouldn't feel uncomfortable because you know if they went there, they'd probably like the food, right?
No, granted, but at the same time, if the restaurant called me and said, hey, listen, how many referrals have you gotten? How many people have you sent over this way? I'd be like, look, son, I'm doing you a favor. You know what I'm saying?
But how about this? How about if the restaurant called you up and said, hey, listen, we know you love our restaurant. How about this? Next time you come in, you bring a couple with you, and we'll give you their meal for free.
Right.
Would you feel uncomfortable? Would you be annoyed?
Right, as long as there's a rewards program in
place. Exactly. And we do have that. Like, there's nothing that we do. Every time a person gets a referral in our school, they get $50 and they get a gift. And we remind them that they're on their way to a free year. It's not really, it is for us, but we make it sound like it's totally for them.
Right.
And it really is. In essence, you know, whoever gives you a $1,000, $1,500 program for free? You know, so that's what we're trying to work for them. You know, sometimes it takes constant referrals. And understand one thing, that direct marketing takes 7 to 8 attempts before they even notice the direct mail. So if you got a letter in the mail in reference to a discount on a car, it would take 7 to 8 times if you'd even read it. So our continual push builds a culture in our school where people believe in referring. It has to be drilled home for them to really understand it. It's just like marketing in the paper. If you ran an ad every single week, it's going to take 7, 8 times before they read it, before they actually respond to it.
Right.
So you need to be on that on a regular basis, or else they're just going to see it and it's going to go in one ear and out the other. And unless they're hot to buy that very moment, they're not going to buy from you.
Right.
So that's why McDonald's, they spend billions of dollars a year on running these stupid ads. And we know McDonald's. You know, it's like McDonald's is the most recognized logo in the world. There was a study done where kids recognized Ronald McDonald over Jesus Christ. That they knew Ronald McDonald and they didn't know who Jesus Christ was, a picture of him. So if you can think about that, I mean, that's marketing. And now they do this every single day. You cannot turn on the TV, not one channel, or hear a radio station where you're not hearing about McDonald's. And they don't need to advertise anymore, I don't think. But they have to keep people in there.
Right.
So, I mean, we could become a pest. I mean, when those people say to you, you're getting on my nerves, then you back off. So, you know, that's just my opinion. I've never had someone say to me that, hey, you're a pain in the neck, because we don't do it that way. We're not, like, busting their chops.
Right.
So, but I do agree that some people could get annoyed.
All right, and, you know, the reason I'm asking is just because, like I said, we've talked to a lot of people, and it's always, you know, oh, it doesn't, you know, you just got to be aggressive in what you do and this and that. And I said, and my response to them is, look, at the end of the day,
right,
it's my school, man.
I don't
want to be annoying people to the point where they're going to be like, look, we liked them, but they just kept calling, harassing, and went. And we get that a lot with competitors down our way too. Is like they'll come to us and say, man, these guys, or even our students went to their birthday party or whatever.
Right.
You know, and man, they've just been hounding the hell out of us for like the past 6 months. And Jesus, boy.
We always ask if people they want to be removed from our mailing list and if they don't want to get the call. So especially if it's just a prospect. You know, we know when to back off, but you know what? It's not about like what you had said, you know, really harassing them and hammering it home. I think it's about consistency and professionalism versus annoying, you know, repetitive calls. I would get annoyed too if I said to the person I'm not interested and they kept on calling me.
Right.
You know, but if it was a parent and they said, well, I'm not sure, you know, in the first few weeks we just say, okay, well, could you promise me this? And then, you know, they get it. So after they give us a few referrals, we're done calling that person for quite some time.
Right.
So we're not going to call them back the next week and go, hey, you did so good, you gave us two after we tortured you for 3 weeks.
Right.
Another five.
Right.
I mean, you know, and then they're going to go, damn it, don't you ever give up. I gave you what you wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're just trying to get them used to understanding that that it's part of the culture in our school where we need them for us to stay in business and keep on growing.
Right.
They need to understand that they're responsible. People have to be loyal consumers, because if they're not, our businesses will just shrivel up and go away. And if they feel like a part of the team, part of the family, I mean, I've never seen a person get mad when they're sitting in a church pew and the money comes around. Some people may not put money in, but they're not all going, I'm getting out of here, I'm never coming back again. They keep asking for money every Sunday when I come to Mass.
Right.
It's part of the system. You could choose not to pay into the system, but at the same time, you can't get annoyed at it.
I got it.
Okay, anybody else? Any other questions? We only have another minute and a half.
Ali.
Yes, sir.
Brent Creasy up at United Martial Arts Academies.
How are you?
Very good. One thing in reference to what you're talking about, and I agree that most of my schools are in northern New England,
mm-hmm.
where people get really offended if you kind of hound them and nag them.
Yes.
But I agree that motivation is in cash, and it's fine if you offer them money,
right.
you can nag them all you want.
Well, I agree with you, but you know what? These words like hounding and nagging and annoying them, those words are not even in my vocabulary, because if you're doing it professionally, I mean, how annoying is it to get a postcard in the mail? They just toss it in the garbage. How annoying is it to you know, be reminded by a automatic dialer every once in a blue moon? Yeah, people are going to get annoyed sometimes, but the majority of people are going to get the message and hang up, or they're going to get the message and go, wow. I once had someone try to insult me and say to me, a mom was just joking halfway, and she says, wow, yours is as aggressive as McDonald's is when you market. And I smiled. I says, well, I hate McDonald's, and I don't even eat it. I'm a vegetarian. But thank you, because we work hard to try to get the message out there. And if you're getting that impression where you're finally hearing what we have to say, I understand that we're doing a good job. So try not to think about hounding and, you know, those things are only when you feel that way. If you feel that way, then that's the idea that you're going to get across to people. You know,
makes sense.
If you feel that way, people are going to feel that way. But if you feel like if you're giving away a jewel and you have something that's beneficial to them, why would you stop short at selling it? You would tell them, and you try to tell the world. That's the way I look at it. I'm like an evangelist for martial arts. I want everyone to know what we're all about. I want everyone to know the benefits that their kids could get, that they could get, that they could share. So I have no problem calling them up and telling them. But I feel wholeheartedly
and
confident.
That's key. I think what you're saying is key to the attitude you approach it with.
Absolutely. That is the key to anything. When you ask, even when you ask for someone to upgrade into a program, you go, hey, we have a black belt club available as well. It's $400 more a year. You know, then they'll go, well, nah, I'll stick with my program. Or you go, you know, I have the most dynamic program, and I think your son Johnny is just going to love this program. It's going to benefit him, and this is what he gets. And then this is what you get as a mom, because the benefits for him are going to translate into this for you. And for it's only $22 more a month, this is what you're going to get for $22. You know, rather than going, okay, well, it's $500 for the Black Belt Club. Hope you do it. It's a great program. You know, you got to be able to get across the point of what you're all about. You have to be able to sell people on your idea and your vision. And then you have to get them to be a team player in the vision.
I agree, 100%. The other experience I wanted to share that worked this last year, I opened up two new locations.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried different referral things, some of them from you, some from other sources, and I've had a real hard time implementing them into my headquarters dojo.
Okay.
My newest dojo did a testing referral.
Right.
They sent out in letters to intent we send. With it was a 5 referral sheet.
Uh-huh.
And it awarded them a free school patch if they bought that filled out when they came to the exam.
Right.
And it had an explanation about how part of advancing the martial arts and the reason it's existed for thousands of years is you help to spread the art and you also help your dojo by keeping tuition costs down.
Right.
He did every one of them.
Yeah.
All 25 tests and brought in the sheet. I tried the same thing at my headquarters. I got nothing.
Yeah, because it's not new to them. It's what you do at the new school.
Right.
That's why I say we have to build a culture. You know, like if every time you walk through the door and I gave you a high five and you never high fived anyone in your life, the first few times it's going to seem weird. You know, but
exactly.
if it's something that happens every time we walk through the door, like bowing, sometimes parents don't bow. But if you teach them that they should bow and every time they walk through the door, they must bow, they're going to get used to it after the first 3 bows, and it's going to become part of what they do. So now you just got to change that whole energy in your old, in your headquarters school and just kind of keep on doing it until people get used to it. Change is difficult.
I like what you did right from the get-go. As they get their new intro pack for new trial student pack,
absolutely,
there's a referral right in there.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
On, that's part of being a member of your facility is getting offers.
We rely on you. We rely on you to help us. Just like I'm asking all you people out there, if you know people for Next Level, taking it to the next level, we want to help business owners. We want to help schools grow. I'm giving a free month away. I want you guys to try it out and see how you like it. It doesn't cost you a penny. And if you hate it, you just got one whole month of free information that you guys could utilize in your school. And if you like it, refer it to somebody. That's the way I look at
sure.
it. I always look at always trying to get people to pass on the word of something that they care about. So that's the way I think of it. Anyway, I already ran over time. I think I'm like 7 minutes over. I've never really run over on our session. So I want to thank everybody for being on this week's conference call. Thank you very much for being here. Do not forget to take advantage of emailing me. I'd love to just stay in touch with you and make some friends. Renshi, LINinja at AOL.com. And also take advantage of the first free month of taking it to the next level. But I'd love to hear from you guys. I hope you got something out of this we call it our web system because it's kind of intertwined so that you have all these different points, but the 17 points of, you know, building an empire. Have a great, great day. I look forward to talking to people on one-on-one conference calls. Enjoy, and take care. I'll see you soon,
thank
okay?
Thank you, Allie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Allie.
Bye, Joanne.